Tainis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Kol HaKosuv B'Megillas Tainis, D'lo L'Misbeit. Seems a little bit of an explanation. Megillas Tainis is well known. Not really so well known, the Teuchen, but that there is such a thing as Megillas Tainis. Chazal had a collection, the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, of many days that they considered semi-Yomim Teuchen. Purim and Chanukah being the most prominent, and they have mitzvahs that Chazal instituted as Mamish Mitzvah Sei Deraisa. But Megillah's Tainus are many days, dozens of days, that are scattered through the calendar, and they're recorded over there in Megillah's Tainus. Sometimes Chazal asked Tainus, and sometimes they said also that it's enough of a Yomtiv, enough of a Mitzvah's Yomtiv to Aser Behespid. So Kol HaKosuv Megillah's Tainus, all those days, the Lolim Ispid, that's written over there, not to be masbid, lefon of osur, la'achra mutter. When we say the lola misbid, so lefon of the asr the day before, it's like erev yom tov, we have that by mincha, we don't say tachnun. So they had that the day before already had that din of the lola misbid. But la'achra is already not. We don't have the isru chag of each one of these days. Rabbi Yossi Yoimel, the fun of Ula'achav, also he says that the commemoration is also on the day that's post each one of these days. The days is was written Aramis. By the way, the Loshen of the Mishnah called Kosuv B'Megillas Tainis is interesting because in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Torah Shuvah Peh wasn't written down. But over here, Kaniri that they wrote it down, that's why it says Kol HaKosuv. It doesn't say Kol HaNizkar. So, on a day when it's written in Megillas Tainis in this Loshen Aramis, not the fast, Lefonov Ula'achrav Mutter. The Din Tainis, without the Din Hespin, means that they made that it's a day that's a happy day, but they didn't mamish give it a character of a Yomtiv. Lemispin is Mutter. To make a mamish into a yom tainis, that they did turn some days into semi yom tovim. Of a lefon of alachrim mutter, there's no din of lefon of alachrim. V'yaseyim a lefon of osur, there is a din of lefon of the same way there's a din legabe misbed. There's a din also legabe tainis of alachrim mutter like we had before. Mishnah test. Ein goyz in tainis al atzibur b'tchila v'chamishi. We try not to be geyser a tainis on the tzibur. Not doesn't say we're not geyser on Thursday. We're not geyser batchila b'chamishi. What does that mean? That means if the day, let's say Rosh Chodesh Kislev came, so if the first day after Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, so Rosh Chodesh make it Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Tainis we only have on Sheni b'chamishi. Same way we have Ba'av. So by then, could have came out the first time it should be Thursday. No, they're not going to the first on Thursday because that, all of a sudden, the storekeepers, the ones who wouldn't be knowledgeable when the Tanesim are going to say all of a sudden there's a mad rush on food because if it's Thursday, so they have to buy for Thursday and for Shabbos. Oh, there must be this a rov, there must be this a mulcham, they're going to start stockpiling, the price is going to go up. Shalei lafkia sharem. Not to explode, lafkia, to be mafkia means to open up, to have something come out. Hasharim, the prices. El Sholosh Tanya is her shen is sheni v'chamishu v'sheni, start on Monday. So Monday they would see, they would buy for enough for one day. Okay, they'll buy for Monday, they would say, what's the pshat? Why is everybody buying? Okay, rov. It's not a rov, it's a tainis. V'sholosh shnio is chamishi sheni v'chamishi. Because after that, it was already one Seder. Rabbi Yossi argues on that last prat. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Tanakama said that the second ones you can make Chamishi, Shein, or Chamishi. No. Kishem, Shein, or Shein is Bachamishi, Kach, Loi, Shnias, Veloi, Achroinis. You can never start a Seder Tanias on Thursday. You're always going to have the problem of Havkoas, Shorim.